I decided to quit my job and decided to have a home business.
Okay. So, what kind of business?
A daycare.
A daycare? Okay. That's cool. So, you know, from what I understand, you make more money and you work less by owning your own business and not working for a business, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, when you started off at the daycare, obviously you didn't get handed you didn't get handed 15 kids and start working, right? So you had to go through a process, right?
Yeah.
So was it difficult at any rate, difficult at all?
When I started?
Yeah.
It was hard.
Okay,
it was
so
difficult there. Because, you know, I have an accent. You interview the parents and you feel like they don't trust me because, you know, I'm an Asian.
Uh-huh.
You know, and again, I have an accent. So that's why I was kind of scared that I won't get any kids.
Okay. So, you must have gone through trainings and stuff like that. I know just from personal experience that you have to go through some sort of CPR, correct?
Yeah.
So how was that?
That was great.
It was great?
That was good.
Did you feel a little awkward at any time because you were Asian?
No, not on the training.
Not on the training?
Yeah.
Okay. So, how was it when you started your business? Did you automatically get many kids or?
No, I licensed for 8 kids. And it didn't really take me that long because, you know, just a referral agency.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got a lot of calls, but the only thing is, when I interviewed the parents, that was kind of hard because I don't even know if they like me or you don't like me because I have an accent and I'm Asian, you know, so it was kind of hard.
Okay. So how long did it take you before you started really making money with your business?
It didn't take me that long.
Okay. So how long would you say? A year, 2 years?
No. 2 months.
2 months?
When I got the kids?
Okay.
A month.
So besides you said, you know, an accent plays a really big part with you and how you feel personally. Was there any other times, you know, during this business where you feel like, oh, man, you're a little ashamed about your accent?
I'm sorry?
So is there any other times during your business, okay, right now, that you feel like your accent plays a part where you start to feel a little shy or?
No, not anymore.
No?
No.
So, you know, when you go ahead and you write papers and everything like that, everything's okay?
Not really. I mean, especially when I write a letter. I want to make it sure that everything is right.
And that's your formal?
So I always ask my daughter to check it for me, make it sure that the grammar and everything is correct.
Okay. So, you know, from what I've taken here is basically...